Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Let us offer respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, can fulfill the desires of everyone, and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Divine Appearance Day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. I'd like to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Summary. This chapter explains that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna Himself. Therefore, the Brahman effulgence is the bodily luster of Lord Chaitanya, and the localized supersoul situated in the heart of every living entity is his partial representation. The Purusha avatars are also explained in this connection. Mahavishnu is the reservoir of all conditioned souls, but as confirmed in the authoritative scriptures, Lord Krishna is the ultimate fountainhead, the source of numerous plenary expansions, including Narayan, who is generally accepted by Mayavadi philosophers to be absolute truth. The Lord's manifestation of Prabhavam and Vaibhava expansions, as well as the partial incarnations and incarnations with delegated powers, are also explained. Lord Krishna's ages of boyhood and youth are discussed, and it is explained that his age at the beginning of youth is his eternal form. The spiritual sky contains innumerable spiritual planets, the Vaikunthas, which are manifestations of the Supreme Lord's internal energy. Innumerable material universes are similarly exhibited by his external energy, and living entities are manifested by his marginal energy. Because Lord Krishna Chaitanya is not different from Lord Krishna, he is the cause of all causes. There's no cause beyond him. He is eternal, and his form is spiritual. Lord Chaitanya is directly the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as the evidence of authoritative scriptures proves. This chapter stresses that a devotee who wishes to advance in Krishna consciousness must have knowledge of Krishna's personal form, his three principal energies, his pastimes, and the relationship of the living entities with him. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, especially in this Adi Lila chapter 2, starts with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then in Chapter 3, the external reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter, the author has fully discussed the external reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after displaying his pastimes as Lord Krishna, thought it wise to make his advent in the form of a devotee to explain personally the transcendental mellows of reciprocal service and love exchange between himself and his servants, friends, parents, and fiancés. According to the Vedic literature, the foremost occupational duty for humanity in this age of Kali is Nama Sankirtan, or the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The incarnation for this age especially preaches this process. But only Krishna himself can explain the confidential loving service performed in the four principal varieties of loving affairs between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Lord Krishna therefore personally appeared with his plenary portions as Lord Chaitanya. As stated in this chapter, it was for this purpose that Lord Krishna appeared personally in Navadvip in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has herein presented much authentic evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures to substantiate the identity of Lord Chaitanya with Sri Krishna himself. He has described both bodily symptoms in Lord Chaitanya that are visible only in a person of the Supreme Lord. And he has proved that Lord Chaitanya appeared with his personal associates, Sri Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other devotees. To preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya is both significant and confidential. He can be appreciated only by pure devotees and only through the process of devotional service. The Lord tried to conceal his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by representing himself as a devotee, but his pure devotees could recognize him by his special features. The Vedas and Puranas foretell the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but still, he is sometimes called significantly the concealed descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Acharya was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya's father. He felt sorry for the condition of the world because even after Lord Krishna's appearance, no one had interest in devotional service to Krishna. This forgetfulness was so overwhelming that Advaita Prabhu was convinced that no one but Lord Krishna himself could enlighten people about devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Advaita requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water, he cried for the Lord's appearance. The Lord, being satisfied by his pure devotees, descends to satisfy them. As such, being pleased by Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Just one more. This is Adi 4, the confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company, and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust. Therefore, the author has very clearly distinguished between them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. That was a quick summary by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the most elaborate and revealing scripture. Lord Nityananda instructed Krishnadas Kaviraj, you go to Vrindavan, but even though Krishnadas Kaviraj was very old, his hands were shaking due to invalidity, could not see properly, could not speak properly, but empowered by the desire of the Goswamis, Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the blessings of Madan Mohan Vigraha, Govinda Dev, Gopinathji, the prominent deities in Vrindavan. So he came under the mission of the Lord, just like Krishna appeared with Balaram and Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the gopis. Krishna, prior to his appearance, he sent all his confidential devotees to prepare for the arrival of Lord Krishna and Balaram so they could perform, ease the burden of the Mother Earth and reestablish religious principles in the form of speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Krishna delivered the message of devotional service so that the suffering humanity, all his children who are lost in the material world, can awaken to the purpose and goal of human life. But still, due to our obstinate desire to enjoy this material world of illusion, temporary existence, covered by material bodies, thinking there's happiness in family, friends, nation, sense gratification, all the illusions which keep us trapped in this material world, people are so bewildered. Daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyate mayame tang tarantite. This illusory energy of Krishna is difficult to overcome. So because even though Bhagavad Gita was spoken and available, Krishna gives everyone free independence. And Advaita Acharya could see, even thousands of years after Tri-Yuga, Krishna's schedule to appear in every yuga. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutananga dharmasya tadatmanang srijamyaham. Every yuga, Krishna appears to establish religious principles and again guide all the conditioned souls who are going off track. So this special Kali Yuga, Krishna described in a hidden incarnation. But although for the pure devotees who are Vedanti Tattva Vidas, those who understand the conclusion of scripture, the Puranas, the Vedas indicate that Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parashadam Jagnai Sankirtam Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Those who are intelligent in this age of Kali will worship Krishna. He's not in his blackish form, because he appeared in his blackish, beautiful blackish cloud form in the form of Krishna, and just at the end of Dwapara Yuga. But in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears with all his associates, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, Srivas, Gadadhar, and all his devotees. They appear along with the Lord. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Mother Sachi appear, and Advaita Acharya came ahead, Lord Nityananda, all the various... This is all like not just simply some drama, but this is Krishna's love and Krishna's play. And he transported the spiritual world of Vrindavan, described that this Sri Vrindavan Dham is non-different than Vrindavan in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, the spiritual kingdom. But one needs to refine his eyes, his mind and his love. Krishna yayata mam prapajate tangstataiva bhajam yaham. As we approach Krishna, as we want to try to love Krishna, Krishna is reciprocating with everybody in an equal proportion. Somebody's worshipping with awe and veneration from a distance and great gratitude. Krishna reciprocates. Somebody wants to be his friend. Oh, Krishna, you're not such a tough guy. I can beat you, you know. I beat this one and that one. So his friends are very intimately dealing with Krishna, and Krishna likes that. That all this is awe and veneration. He is not so easily attracted, but he is sold out to those devotees who work with spontaneous love. So unfortunately, all the religious rules and regulations, Veda Vadarata, you know, studying all the scriptures very meticulously, performing all the ceremonies with proper pronunciation and performing all the rituals of religious practices is not ultimately going to give one that awakening of love for God. So that's why Rupa Goswami prays together, Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. The Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation, the most giving Lord. And it's not that Lord Chaitanya, although in the guise, pretense of being simply a sannyasi, a bhakta, a devotee, when Krishna appears, all the different incarnations, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narayan, Vishnu, everything, all appear within the form of Krishna. And Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda. And obviously, there are those who are envious, jealous, and faithless, the atheists who want to always discredit the Lord. They have no explanation how all the universes and all the worlds are floating in space and how everything is so systematically and scientifically operated by the big brain of the Supreme Lord beyond our imagination. So Krishna and anyone who, with reason, logic, and a little bit of faith and a little bit of common sense can understand that the Lord's created this very intricate material body. He's created the earth, the moon, the sun, the stars, the planets, unlimitedly, by one breath. Isn't it? Mahavishnu, Karanadakshai Vishnu, very small portion of the spiritual world. He lies in the Karana ocean. And just by his breath, unlimited universes are coming from his mouth, from his pores. And then he enters into each of them as Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And then from there, he creates the Lord Brahmas, And then he enters into every living being and every atom of the universe. Krishna is everywhere in every atom. Kshirodakshay Vishnu. But also he manifests his form in the Kshira, the milk ocean, in this universe. And this is where Lord Brahma and the demigods go to pray to the Lord for the relief, for guidance. They pray to Krishna in a very humble prayers. And through the heart of Brahma, the Lord instructs him, yes, I am coming soon to establish religious principles, to annihilate the demons, and to protect the devotees. So again, this whole idea, Bhagavad Gita was spoken that bhakti mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha, that only by bhakti, by love, and by devotion can one understand me, offer me fruit, flower, some water with bhakti. Advaita Acharya picked up, you know, patrang pushpang palanto yang yomi bhakti prayaschati. And just that tulsi leaf and offering of a tulsi leaf and water was so significant that the Lord felt, I cannot repay you for this love that you're giving. In the same way, when all the gopis gave up family responsibilities, social convention, so-called religious principles, to give their heart and soul to Krishna with spontaneous love, that Krishna felt obliged that I can't pay you back with such a intense offering that you are giving us. So it's not simply some ritualistic performance that's going to satisfy the soul. We have our duties to perform, religious practices. We have to develop the qualities of truthfulness, tolerance, peacefulness, godliness. Many beautiful qualities are described of a godly character. But this spontaneous love was introduced by Madhavendra Puri. We heard Mother Devi Shakti a few days ago about the glories of Madhavendra Puri and his love for Krishna, that Krishna personally took care of him as a cowherd boy, brought the milk and took care of his pure devotee in a real way. It's not that just some figuratively, oh, the Lord will protect me. Well, normally when Draupadi was being disrobed in the assembly of the Kurus, at first she was trying to hang on to the side, but she figured, she surrendered totally. Krishna, I'm in your hands now, you protect me. So Krishna supplied unlimited sari material. Everyone became exhausted and gave up the idea. They understood that she has a special benediction, special shakti, power, being protected by the Supreme Lord. So they say that the external reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to propagate the Sankirtan movement. Obviously, for us, it's like a primary, because this is the medicine, this is the key to get out of the cycle of birth and death, this is the key to happiness, the key to success, fulfillment of our human life. So by chanting the Lord's holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what was happening in the Ganges when Lord Chaitanya was appearing. Everyone was chanting the Lord's holy name, and Lord Chaitanya, as an infant, was always crying. But when all the residents there would chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, he would stop crying. So all day long, the Hari Bol was resounding, because no one likes to hear a baby crying. Yeah, you know, you want to satisfy, find out what the problem is there. The problem was lack of chanting the holy name. And the spontaneous love for Krishna that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver, he did so by with all his associates showing, first of all, in his youth, loving parents. His elder brother, Vishwarup, took sannyas. He left home. And then his father, Jagannath Mishra, he passed away. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indebted to take care of his mother. But even as a very young child, He was an erudite scholar, defeated the Kashmiri Digvijayi, the great philosopher from Kashmir, who was defeating all the philosophers in, you know, logic, reason. And Lord Chaitanya, after a certain age, just to set the example, he went and took initiation from his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. Because people, they want to follow tradition. Oh, you know, he took proper initiation from his master, and he's a sannyasi. Just like when Srila Prabhupada was opening Krishna Balaram Mandir, he wanted to establish the glory of Gaur Nitai, of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the incarnation for this age. The most magnanimous personality has appeared to give special benediction. And very, very merciful. They say in Mayapur that Krishna is not even accepting offenses. He understands this age of Kali Yuga, people are very fallen and they're very slow in their spiritual advancement and crude in nature, not very refined spiritually, and are apt to make many mistakes, to err. You know, human being, they say, the errors are going to come. Imperfect senses, tendency to be illusioned, making mistakes, and a cheating propensity. These are part of the ornaments of our material embodiment. But a pure devotee, he's free. Because they say, Prabhupada, what is your opinion on this? I have no opinion. I simply repeat the scripture. I simply repeat my Guru Maharaj. I repeat Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. And so to establish the religious principles, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he had Lakshmi, Priya, and his mother, he took sannyas so that he can attract everyone to this process of bhakti. He set off on his mission. He went throughout South India. He brought Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, the Shad Goswami, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. He instructed them, you go to Vrindavan and you establish what is devotional service, the rules and regulations of devotional service, the nectar of devotion. Rupa Goswami's beautiful book, Bhakti Rasamrita, Nectar of Devotion, that we may hear little things, oh, about the Lord and his incarnations, pastimes, due to being born in pious Punya Bhumi, Braja Bhumi, or Bharat Varsha. You come from good families, good history, good heritage. So we're hearing so many pastimes of the Lord. So people think, oh yes, I know Krishna. I know everything. But actually we have to systematically study the Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is our guide. He was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ordered him. Now you go and spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And he felt that his Guru Maharaj was with him at every step. He felt empowered. And he took shelter where? On the boat ride. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. These are not ordinary stories. This is 500 years ago, just yesterday, in comparison to the Manvantara or Vivisvan, and after this yuga, that yuga, the Lord appears hundreds of millions of years. How fortunate can we possibly be that we're sitting here in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, where the Lord is personally being dressed and glorified and offered beautiful offerings, and devotees are chanting and dancing and singing for his pleasure daily, 24 hours a day. And so to be immersed in that kind of atmosphere of spirituality, there's awakening of the heart. So now is the time to actually take advantage of these special holy days to see that the Lord loves and cares for everyone and wants to reciprocate. You want to be the mother, the father, in a parental way, serve the Lord. There's a certain relish a certain rasa, a certain feeling of exchange between a parent and the baby or the young infant who is helpless and dependent on the parent. There's a certain love there. And that's a reflection of the love that's existing in the spiritual kingdom. So then what to speak of the Madhurya Rasa? This is the love of the gopis, love. This is what all the novels are about. This is what all the movies are about. That's what everyone's very existence is all about. You know, find that lovable object that'll satisfy my heart. You know, my heart goes to my family. My heart goes to my nation. So that love, that spontaneous, deep love, Shringhar Rasa, this Madhurya Rasa, although we are not qualified and or feel insignificant fools, we're just very tiny little creatures, but that's only due to our covering, because when you totally uncover the modes of ignorance, the modes of passion, and all the different desires and karmas, karmana daivana trena, we are packed up. We're entangled like a banyan tree. The roots of a banyan tree is a big entanglement in this world. But Lord Chaitanya came to cut that very deep knot that's keeping us bound to the repetition of birth and death. So we have to follow and have faith that this process that Lord Chaitanya is recommending and glorifying is the process that the gopis have adopted. That simply giving their everything for Krishna. Yat karoshi, yat jasnasi, yat jahosi, didasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunti, yat tat kurushvam arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever sacrifice, austerity you perform, you do it for love for Krishna. And gradually, we'll become detached. Jnana vairagya. So if we want real renunciation, we have to cultivate jnana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticized by some, Prakashananda Saraswati, and the various Mayavadi sannyasis who are performing austerities and following their Sharira Bhashya, Shankaracharya, to merge into the absolute truth and become one with God. But devotees are not interested to become one with God. There are many liberations to live on the same planet, same bodily features, but the devotees are not interested in merging. We all have identity, and we all have some special relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was the reason, one of the reasons why the Lord appeared, is to attract us and to show us the process, but He Himself is doing it. They say like a teacher in the classroom. If you don't know, he with the chalk on the board puts A, B, C, D. It's not that the teacher is learning A, B, C, D, but he's giving direction, guidance. Do as I do. One cannot preach unless he is personally following. How we can convince others to follow unless we are following? The method is given by Srila Prabhupada, as indicated by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam, by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. All of this is being made available to us. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is again even further enhanced by the presence of Srila Prabhupada and what he's accomplished to give all these literatures, to travel around the world and to love and reciprocate the message of Godhead in a very intimate, personal way with everyone who is fortunate to be caught up in his net. It's like that. The Sankirtan movement is out singing, dancing. I told one story. We were in Coconut Grove in Miami. It's a very popular place. We used to do kirtan in the evenings and the weekends in particular. And many people became attracted. One devotee became Varnashram. He was just so happy to see devotees. He knew nothing about God consciousness. He was illiterate, but he just jumped in the van and came to the temple and completely became an enthusiastic, sold-out Vaishnava. So you see the Jaghai and Madhai that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya blessed. So we're all a little bit in that category of not very come from good births. Some people may have come from good, some nice Brahminical family. But in general, in Kali Yuga, people, they fall short of the strict requirements for doing mantra meditation. So although the Mayavadis were criticizing Prakashananda Saraswati, they were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for being like a sentimentalist, simply dancing and singing. He said, you should simply study the Shastra. This is a sannyasi's business. Be grave. And Lord Chaitanya, when he heard from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was known as the biggest scholar, the most respected and studious personality of the time. And he said that this young sannyasi should hear from me Sharira Bhashya or the Vedanta Sutra. So for 7 days he preached. I think there might be a painting there. And he said, what is it? You're not saying anything. You don't understand this this Vedic literature? No, I understand clearly. It's just like the sunshine, very brilliant. But your explanations and the explanations of Shankaracharya are clouded. They actually cloud the real meaning. And Sarvabhauma, because of his very refined intelligence, logic, and reason, after Lord Chaitanya explained what is Vedanta Sutra, what is Srimad Bhagavatam, that he fully surrendered and became practically overnight the best bhakta, leaving aside his so-called study of logic and nyaya and all the different aspects which people are thinking this is the way of spiritual advancement. And Lord Chaitanya, he endeared, you know, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj and all the various great personalities took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Venkata Bhatta, and then Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He also opened Radharaman Mandir and Tukaram, possibly. And there's others, great personalities, preachers of the Vaishnava tradition, were all influenced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he changed the course of the whole world by showing how to live Bhagavad Gita, showing how to perfect our human life and not get distracted by the allurements of this material world. So besides the Sankirtan mission, which is everything in itself for all of us, Lord Chaitanya had a personal desire because he saw that Srimati Radharani is just so divinely beautiful that, I mean, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna expands himself as Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is also Krishna, but they're eternally separated. And there's a loving exchange that's taking place that everyone is glorifying in the Rasa dance, you know, that in the banks of Radhakund. Everyone wants to understand what is that special feeling, that special relationship of love that's being reciprocated between Krishna and the gopis, Krishna and Srimati Radharani. She's fabulously, he's satisfied in himself, Krishna, but he finds great pleasure in seeing Srimati Radharani. And it's described that Srimati Radharani feels 1,000 times more pleasure. So he was bewildered. Not that I can explain these things about the Lord, but this is some words. That he was thinking, how will I understand what is this intense feeling of love that Srimati Radharani has for me? What's so attractive about it? So you see that picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing Ramananda Roy his The Chaitanya is non-different than Srimati Radharani and Krishna combined. So he's hiding that blackish complexion because he's overwhelmed by the influence of Srimati Radharani. So he has a golden complexion. And all the feelings and emotions that Srimati Radharani is exhibiting and displays towards Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting. So he sent all his associates, he performed his youthful pastimes, he took sannyas, he preached for many, many years, and in this way planting the seed of bhakti everywhere. And he instructed Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and then Jiva Goswami, so that all the literature necessary, the complete perfection can be achieved by everyone who follows this bhakti, this Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If we're actually enthusiastic and convinced of this truth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to follow the order of our spiritual master enthusiastically, then the heart will get cleansed, the mind will get purified, and our drive and our enthusiasm will to increase the hearing of Krishna, the chanting of Krishna, the association of Krishna's devotees. This will give us pleasure. We want to avoid the association of Vaishnavas, those who are simply interested in gossip and or fault-finding. Lots of faults in this world. We all have them. I'm sure we can find plenty of faults with each other all day long. But it's a waste of time. The real proper utilization of time is that we're chanting, glorifying, and having loving exchanges amongst ourselves within the Vaishnava culture. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after introducing the Sankirtan mission and planting all these seeds of bhakti in the hearts of all his followers, and he empowered his assistants and his disciples to write books and to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that's what Rupa Goswami did, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Sanatana Goswami. Their books, their literatures are there for our cleansing, awakening our enthusiasm and drive and determination. And towards the end, I say, for his last 18 years, was it in Jagannath Puri, or 12 years? Anyway, 18? Yeah, he left this world at 48. But for all those years, he was experiencing the emotions of separation from Krishna, love for Krishna. Some of it's very dramatic and difficult for us to comprehend. Oh, how is that in our work in devotional service? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling the emotion of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. And that love is obviously what everyone is looking for. But in this desert of material existence, the so-called pleasures are like tiny little drops in a hot desert. You need tons, lots of water in the desert because you're completely exhausted. You're parched from the heat and from the exhaustion of trying to look for happiness in a desert. So the oasis of Krishna consciousness of Srila Prabhupada's establishing this international society for Krishna consciousness, so that with the camaraderie between all of us and all those who are interested in developing their love for Krishna, and for all those who are interested in learning the techniques of how to enhance their devotional service. Nobody wants to sit just alone chanting. Sometimes you do, after holy in particular, too many people. But in general, it's nice to be with others and reciprocate the feelings. Just like in the kirtan party, you have the kartels, you have the gong, the wampers, the mrdangas, the singers, and everyone reciting together. There's a certain connection, a certain feeling of delivering this Harinam Sankirtan, which what goes on in the spiritual world. In the spiritual kingdom, they're singing, dancing, and loving Krishna. So in ISKCON, our mood and our time and our focus should be focused on how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna. So this is a special day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. If anybody has one or two questions we can do, then you get the real nectar from Mr. Shrutakirti Prabhu, who personally traveled with Srila Prabhupada all over the world. What? I can glorify devotees. So I know that sometimes things get technical, but it boils down to spontaneous love. We want to awaken that spontaneous love for Krishna. And if there are no questions, then we can continue on to hear more about the wonderful message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as delivered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.